a king. Kings don't mean a thing.
No,
on the street of dreams.
On the street of dreams, Frank Sinatra. I'll tell you what, Steve Adubato here, sitting in for the king of morning radio, Joe Piscopo. It is my honor and pleasure to introduce the king of infectious disease in the country. My good friend, Dr. Leon Smith, knows more about infectious disease than anyone else in this country. How you doing, Dr. Smith?
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good morning. I know that you thought that Piscopo would be here, but he's on a cruise working, so you have me, Dr. Smith. I'm sorry.
What a pleasure. You're such a giant. You're so versatile.
Oh, yes, I'm so versatile.
Can you sing, Steve?
I will be singing later. I will be singing later, but I will not do it early enough to lose the entire audience. It'll be closer to 9 o'clock. By the way, we're on with Dr. Leon Smith, one of the country's top experts when it comes to infectious disease. By the way, Leon, tell everyone the name of your foundation.
The Smith Infectious Diseases Foundation.
Dr. Leon Smith, again, for 30, 40 years he's been at it. And Leon, I was talking about this young lady, Casey Hickox. Question, when she is out in public saying what she's saying, doing what she's doing on that bike, did you have any concerns when she was on that bike out in public at all?
No, not really, because she never had fever. Her blood tests were negative. She was free of disease.
So, when workers come back from treating, when doctors or doctors without people and doctors without borders, doctors, nurses come back from treating patients with Ebola, and they come back through Newark Airport, Kennedy Airport, you know, just let's talk about our area here in the New York metropolitan area. If they come back and they have no symptoms, do you believe that for 21 days or whatever number of days that they should be self-quarantined?
I like self-quarantine. With the new technology we have now, we can monitor these people, you know, in Washington, D.C., by putting a bracelet on them or a thermometer detecting system. You can quarantine them is changed from what it was in 1918 when my grandparents came over here in 1901, where they picked up the Manila asylum for tuberculosis. This is not as contagious a disease as some of the other, like influenza, like SARS. This is a touching kind of disease. The reason it's so bad is the lifestyle of the people in Liberia.
Right.
And they lie on top of the body for hours. After they die, they don't bury them right away. They continue to eat bats, and the source of the virus is 20% of the bats in Liberia have this disease. They eat the bats.
Mm.
So we got to stop the culture help. Our culture helps a lot, and our medical care is the best in the world. They replace the platelets when they bleed. The diarrhea is a big factor. Give fluid. You know, all these guys are doing well without treatment. They give them serum from people who have survived it. So I think we got a good handle on it. We were not well prepared. They kept changing the guidelines.
Well, we'll stay on that. Hold on. We're on with Dr. Leon Smith, one of the country's top experts when it comes to infectious disease. Dr. Smith, do you feel that the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, do you feel that they have handled this as poorly as I feel they have? But I'm a political, you know, a media commentator. You are the expert on this. My sense is they have been very confusing on the protocol. What do you say, more importantly?
I agree with you 100%. I think that Dr. Frieden could have done
Thomas
a better
Frieden.
Job.
Yeah, yeah, Thomas Frieden, when he was testifying before Congress, he confused the heck out of me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think he meant well. I think CDC is going through a rough period of time with the anthrax scare a few months ago and other things. I think they've been cut from the finances from the federal government. It's not the same CDC that I knew years ago, and I think he kept changing policies. They were not prepared. This disease has been around a long time.
Well, then why weren't they prepared, Leon?
Well, I don't think it was a high priority thing. It was, you know, it was in Africa. They didn't think it would come here. And, you know, when things are in Africa, a primitive society, and I don't think he took it seriously enough. I'm not sure he did it.
What about the president?
Well, I think, you know, I think the people in the White House, I think, I heard Tony Fauci, one of my dear friends, say that a lot of the controls came out of the White House. Now, maybe, and I think what happened, I think the president was hoping this would go away.
Yeah, hope is not a plan, Dr. Smith. You know what I'm saying? Hope is not a plan.
Well,
was that a good strategy to hope that it went away?
Well, I think, you know, he was thinking geopolitically. He did not want to see the people of Africa get caught up in the economics of it, the geopolitical. He did not want to see Liberia go under because nobody would deal with them. If you isolate them and quarantine them, what's going to happen to the country? No food coming in, no money. The country may go in anarchy. And I think he was thinking more globally than he was just thinking of the United States.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe that the fear that Ebola could become an epidemic in the United States is a fear that is warranted?
No, it is not. You know, it's not influenza. Influenza in 1918 killed 25% of the world's population. That's what we should be worried. Something that's transmitted by the respiratory system is much worse than by the sweat, the semen, and urine. That's the big thing. If you lived in Japan, this would not be a problem, would you? Mm. You bow. You and I talked about this years ago.
That's right.
Hand washing, bowing, rather than Italian kissing everybody. You know, that's a big difference. And I think when you put people on quarantine, you should pay for them. They should be put in a resort, like these poor soldiers coming back.
That's right.
A resort, like Atlantic City is wide open. Let them put them down there. Let them have a good time while you put them in quarantine.
Well, Dr. Leon Smith, my good friend and Joe's good friend as well, also full disclosure, Dr. Leon Smith has treated me and members of my family, and he is just an amazing doctor, an even better person. And to Leon, I want to say thank you for taking the time and joining us on AM 970, and all the best to you, Leon, and your family.
Thank God bless you. God bless you and the family. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Stevie.
That was Dr. Leon Smith. I mean, this guy knows it all, and thank you for putting things in perspective.